And welcome back to Speak Up Las Cruces. For the next half hour, we're going to be talking about the Las Cruces International Film Festival, which is going to take place from April 8th through the 12th. And we're speaking with Angie Ornelas. She is an NMSU student and one of many volunteers who help put the film festival together every year. You're working on the award show, and specifically, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
So how many entries do we have this year into the film festival?
We have about 158.
So that's really growing.
Yes, huge.
Yes. How many days do we have? So you have to air each one of those.
Yes. Yes. So we are starting on Wednesday 8th, and then we are wrapping up on Sunday the 12th. So
nonstop
it'll be,
film.
Yep.
Like
full
it always
week.
Is.
Yeah. Full week, you know, on the get-go, we'll be up and down, you know, all hands on deck.
So how many venues are you having to employ to use places to air the films?
We are looking at three theaters. So we are looking at the Fountain Theater. We're also looking at the Allen Theaters and the Mesilla Valley and the Rio Grande Theater.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's always can you talk a little bit? You talked about how many films will be screening. How many were submitted? How many did you go through to narrow it down to that group?
Thousands. There was
really?
Thousands. It is an international film, so we get films from all over the world, you know, we get to look at them and then have a decision on which ones will be screened on.
And that probably takes the entire previous year.
Yes. So we actually start looking at the films since a semester ago. So that was last year. They started putting in the entries. They send them in. And then by this year, on 2026, we do have our chosen films. And then we're able to, you know, contact the directors, contact the cast and all of those people so that they can make it to the actual festival.
That's so wonderful.
Are you part of that process of picking which films?
Last semester, I did not take the class. I wish I had.
Okay.
But I do know people who were part of that process. And like I said, this is a whole year type of deal. It's not like we're just working it one semester. It's a big thing. So, of course, it takes months and months of preparation and a big team. But no, I was not.
Let's say you were. What do you look for if you were one of the ones picking?
Yeah, there are different categories, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then different expectations in each category, as Walter said, or there's something specific you're looking for, documentary versus short.
I guess we could look at it in the way that we all look at film differently. So, of course, what might be good to me may be very different from other people. But there are certain expectations that they should meet. There are certain, expectations or rules or things that we're specifically looking for. Like in an international film or like in a feature film, what are like significant things that make them different from other categories?
Yeah, to stand out.
Are you... do you have aspirations of being a filmmaker yourself?
I do. I actually do. That's why I study film.
Yeah, okay.
But definitely this opportunity to be kind of able to work and get to know a lot more of the film community has opened my eyes to different opportunities. So for our poster party, I got the awesome opportunity to meet with different teachers and directors and actors, which is something I never really thought about before. I thought it was always more of scouting and hunting, you know, for my actors and for my directors. Mm-hmm. But this is a different side of business, and it's really interesting. But I love film, and I think it's an amazing opportunity for me to be able to get into this part of it.
And the blending of you know, the artistic, creative part, the technical part, the business part. And it's really, and being able to get everything to come together like that seems like it's a real challenge.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, excellent.
We're being joined by more students. We're welcoming them in. Okay. I will mention once again, as we're getting everybody settled, that we are talking about the Las Cruces International Film Festival, and it is going to start from April 8th through April 12th. And I will welcome you and give you each an opportunity to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing with the film festival.
Oh, hi. I'm Giandra Hernandez. I'm part of like the planning committee for the film festival. I'm working on the workshops and panels. I just wrapped up the 48-hour film challenge. I also wrote an article for the Sun, the Las Cruces Bulletin, so I was pretty excited about that. And then we have the film festival coming up next week, so I'm pretty excited to do that.
A busy time.
Yeah, and then so I'm also a double major in journalism, so I'm going to cover a news story for the news station too as well on the film festival.
Well,
so,
as, as a former career journalist, I'm always pleased to welcome new people to the profession, and you know, thrilled that there it will be carrying on long after.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Certainly necessary. And
Hi there. I'm Barrow. I'm a film and history major with a minor in theater. I am doing marketing, awards video, and film liaison. So I have the immense privilege of being one of the people who manages one of our many celebrities coming. I actually will be managing Michael Rooker, so I'm pretty excited for that. You will know him from Yondu in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was also in Mississippi Burning. He's a great actor, very talented. Excited to learn some things from him because I'm an actor as well. So,
Have you had a chance to meet him yet? Or?
No, but once I do, I'm going to try to pick his brain, see if I can learn anything about the game from him. So I'm excited. It's a great opportunity. Have we told them? Have we mentioned the passes yet? Yeah. So, see, my students do get a pass into the film festival. I believe a student pass is. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We can't talk about prices.
Oh,
because
yeah,
it's weird. It's community radio, so we just can't.
Oh, I am so sorry. I did not know the rules.
I stopped you just in time.
I'm sorry. We have to remind ourselves
sometimes too. Yes,
I do apologize, but. If you are looking for any details, LasCrucesFilmFestival.com, you will see the time that we are starting.
Correct.
You will also see the amazing panels. We got some amazing people coming in, so you can watch some great films. We're actually going to be screening Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So.
And will they have the Michael Rooker?
Yes, it will.
That's always
my favorite.
Maybe we'll
hear him say, I'm Mary Poppins, y'all, live. Think about the opportunity we will be experiencing.
Well, the Q&A after the screening is always one of the best parts of the festival.
And you also have to take a step back. I grew up here my whole life. I've always wanted to be in film, and I always felt that, you know, oh, I just wish someone would come from Las Cruces. And now you think about all the young people growing up in kind of the same position I was in, and they're getting Yondu from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
They can just come and talk to him, and he can tell them what it's like. And we've had amazing actor George Lopez come.
Yes.
Who else have we had come? Helen Hunt.
Yes. William Macy.
Yeah. Oh, last year was Hellboy. Ron
Perlman.
Perlman.
I mean, amazing actors that we can just learn so much from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
On top of everything else we were talking about with the technical, the filmmaking, and the creative process, but also the acting. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one of the other, along with all of the films that you mentioned, I mean, the films from morning to night every single day, but there are also workshops where industry professionals come and are able to share their knowledge and expertise. And as, you know, three young people, I'm curious if there are any of those that you're really looking forward to being able to attend this year.
Well, one thing that I've been scheduling because I'm part of workshops and panels is the stunt and fight choreography panel and workshop. I'm really excited about that one. That's one thing I'm really going to cover for the news station, too. I think it's really cool, especially it's showing you how to do these stunt choreographies, especially on a budget, because a lot of people were young filmmakers here in Las Cruces, like New Mexico. So I think it's very, very good for us to see that, at least. So I'm excited about that one for sure.
Very hands-on, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
How about you guys? Any of the ones that you're looking forward to being able to attend?
I'm actually pulling up the full schedule right now. I want to take a look. I have been hearing, Gia's been talking a lot about that stunts. As a fan of action movies, I'm really excited for that. But I also just wanted to pull up and see, are there any others that I did not that are not coming off the top of my head? Because I do know we have a great selection.
We also have a horror workshop and panel, too. Kimberly Beck's going to be there. She's from the original Friday the 13th movie. She was the final girl in the first one, and then she was also in Friday the 13th final chapter. So I'm pretty excited about that one, too, because I'm a big horror fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Angie, are there any ones you're looking forward to?
I think I'm a big horror person. I like psychological horror better. But I don't know. I think to be able to, you know, just be exposed to this type of opportunities, it's a great one, but I think horror would probably be my
Now that you've got your list, sir, do you have it?
Honestly, it's still not loading. But honestly, probably the stunts. I'm not a big horror guy, so I think I'm going to settle with the stunts and try to learn a few things about how I can find more realistic, maybe make an action movie here.
Bruce Davison, is he going to be part of the horror one? Or?
I actually think he is supposed to be on that one. I'm not sure. I have a whole list. But we're going to have a Q&A with him, too, I believe. He has like a whole panel to himself.
And can you talk a little bit about who he is for people who aren't aware? Bruce Davison. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you pulling him up?
Can you talk for me?
I know he's a director. I don't know exactly what film. Was it Predator, the one he worked on?
He's worked on quite a few different ones.
So
I think
I want to confirm exactly. He is a director. I'm going to confirm his exact credits. I don't want to speak.
Yeah, of course.
Without Bruce Davison. Okay.
And we should let people know that that one is going to be at the Rio Grande Theater. So,
oh, yeah. So you're expecting a larger turnout for that one?
Yes. Yes. All righty. See, this is why I need to look it up, because I misspoke. He's more known for his acting. He has done a lot of small films. He's worked in over 270 films, television, stage, since his breakout in 1968. So good thing I confirmed it, because I know we have a director coming from Predator, so I must have switched it. Oh. I think it was another one. It's not Steve Zahn, but it's that other. It's one of the ones he's coming from one day, but he directed the latest Predator, and I'm excited for that one.
And that's going to be a panel discussion, so you'll have.
Yes, it's a great opportunity. But he's worked in films. He actually got a nomination for Academy Award in Best Actor in a Supporting Role. So, again, you're learning from Academy winners.
Yep.
Am I right that I think the last time Ross was on, he told us that this was the largest student-run film festival?
Can you, in the country.
Yeah. Yes. can you talk a little bit about that and how many students are going to be involved in putting this thing on next week?
Along with us, our class is about, I would say, like 25 to 30 people, more or less.
Maybe a little less. Maybe like 20
people. Yeah, 20 people. So, but aside from that, if you are an NMSU student, you know, you're welcome to volunteer and stuff like that. We're also letting students from high schools locally volunteer as well. So everybody, you know, who wants to be a part of it for sure can be. We're literally pushing anybody.
We take anyone.
We're pushing it a lot through the department. So don't think that if you're a student at MSU and you're not studying digital film, you're not studying any of the medias, don't think that you cannot participate. You can for sure volunteer.
There's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yes. There's a lot of work that goes on to this. Yes, it's a course. It's a lot of us, the three of us here, a lot of other people who are also working on it. But we're also always looking for help. We're always looking to help you out. And then also get you out there and network with the people who are coming, the directors, the actors. You know, like I said before, it's a great opportunity to network, a great opportunity to make some connections, and then have fun in general. You know, why, if you like film, if you like this media, why wouldn't you just go to this place where you can have these amazing opportunities?
Yes, and our state has gotten more and more committed to filmmaking, and Southern New Mexico finally is getting more on the map.
Yeah, and I know, and I assume it's still the same, that along with all of the movie buffs and everybody going to see the screenings and all of that, that there's a lot of, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff where you have movie professionals who are in town and have the ability to go and see some sites for potential shooting in the future and use the festival as a way to really build the whole film industry here in Las Cruces.
Yeah, that's one of the things we often don't talk about, but is a big thing that comes with film festivals, is that it gathers a bunch of filmmakers in one area where they can talk about potential projects that they're working on. It's one of the greatest things to forming connections. Yes. So that's what we're most looking for. But I believe last year for our 10th anniversary, we had over 3,000 filmmakers come.
Over 3,000 total people come.
So this artist, filmmaker, and even potential people who are interested in film, because the reality is that sometimes people just come in and they have an idea and someone hears it and then they hear it and then they spread it, and next thing you know, you got a blockbuster. That's how Hollywood works. Yeah. That's how the film industry works. So it's all about connections. So we're hoping for more, and it keeps bringing people here. and getting the connections and forming, because you, again, it's allowing students to get right up and talk to these big name actors.
Yes.
So do you have script writers, students who write? Do they come and participate as well?
Of course. We actually have a screenwriting panel on the last day. I want to confirm the day, but it's with Don Foster. I've actually, Friday, April 10th at...
It's 10 a.m. at Cineport 10.
Cineport 10.
So we'll have Bill True as the moderator. We'll have Ed Stone coming in, Don Foster, and then Lavender Gill, and then Shane Black will also be there.
Right. So you're having all these talks and 158 films.
Yes.
Real quickly, I don't recognize any of those names. So can you just kind of, for people who aren't real film, you know.
I know Barrow was just talking about, so he got confused with Shane Black. So he's the one who just did the Predator movie.
Okay.
So he's coming in. He's a screenwriter. So he's also a director, but I mostly know him from like screenwriting. So he also did, have you heard of The Nice Guys?
I have.
So yeah, he did that one, and then he did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh,
heard that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's pretty well known for those ones. So
yeah,
and then I think he also did Iron Man 3. Yeah,
I think
it was on that one too.
Yeah, so. He is quite a lineup, and Don Foster helps run. I know him from the local screenwriting club here in Las Cruces. So I know him from that, but he also is he's great. He's helped out. He's very knowledgeable.
Okay, and you've got some international films as well. I just didn't know what your various categories are.
Yes, we do have international films. I don't know all the countries exactly,
and
I don't want to speak, but we do. Yeah. I know a few years ago I went in and there was a film from, I believe, like Iran, and there's films from all over the world. So this is not just a local film festival. There are filmmakers from all over the world.
And I think that's really important for us to broaden our perspectives about what's being done in other countries, other cultures. And yet, we're committed to all of us to telling good stories, visual stories.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and I also think, I think in Las Cruces sometimes we don't, we think that we're not in the big leagues sometimes. Mm-hmm. And this really is. You guys are right up there with the best film festivals in the nation, and I don't think people fully appreciate that sometimes.
And being the largest student-run film festival and putting on such a large film festival, it's really an accomplishment to the community, to the students, to the university. I mean, it's impressive, the fact that they do give us the reins to run the film festival. And we do, I mean, the students put on a film festival that brings in Hollywood stars.
And does so probably without losing too much money.
Are there any particular movies that you guys, I know last year we bombed New Mexico was the one that was getting a lot of buzz. Are there movies this year that
we should be looking for?
Yeah.
So I can say Steve Zahn. You know him from the dad from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, but he has decided to change his perspectives and go to psychological horror and make She Dances, which is his film that he's actually premiering here. I'm going to confirm the day that it premieres. Do we actually know right off the top of the head the day that we... She Dances.
I don't think it's the opening night film.
It is not the opening night film. No, that will be Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
On Wednesday?
On Thursday.
We have an opening night film on Wednesday.
Oh, I am so sorry. You're right. It actually is the opening night film.
Yeah, so it is Wednesday.
Okay, sorry. Wednesday, our opening night film, She Dances, is Steve Song's directorial debut, I believe. So he's going from the dad and Diary of a Wimpy Kid being a comedy, doing a 180. He's like Jordan Peele, and he's going to see what he can do on his psychological horror. So She Dances, make sure you see it. It's premiering here at the Las Cruces International Film Festival.
Okay.
Oh, it's premiering here.
Yeah, it's premiering here. We're premiering it. So. Yeah. Obviously, we're pretty excited for that. It's pretty a huge deal, and we're pumped to, you know, show his film to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know in the past, as three young people who are, I assume you're all interested in pursuing a career in filmmaking, in the past there was a notion that you would really have to go to Albuquerque if you wanted to stay in New Mexico or else go to Los Angeles, obviously, where everybody becomes a star. Has that changed? Are you feeling like you could stay here in Las Cruces and make a living as a filmmaker now or as somebody working in the film industry?
I feel like, I don't know, here in Las Cruces, you know, we are real close to the border. I feel like we have a lot of things to say, a lot of stories to tell.
Yes.
So I really don't see why not. Our program is growing. The industry is growing. You know, a lot of people are interested in coming to southern New Mexico. So I do believe that we have an opportunity, you know, to start something big here and keep the keep the film industry going here. So I do believe I could stay here, and you know, like with these opportunities, get great connections and keep the industry growing.
Well, for that would be exciting. Yes. Mm.
And I mean, like she mentioned, we live on the borderlands. It's a really unique part of the country to live. We often forget that. It is super unique. Obviously, I think everyone in film has this little idealization of like old school Hollywood and like, you know, the lights and all that. And so I think we all want to visit Hollywood and want to, you know, maybe work in it for a while. But I think we also downplay how, you know, Best Picture was just shot here. Mm-hmm. You know, the film that just won the Academy Award was shot here in El Paso. Like, I know people who worked on that film. Like, and I know people who worked on Oppenheimer, the Best Picture 2 years before. Like, people are forgetting New Mexico in 4 years has won 2 Best Pictures. Like, we should be proud of ourselves. We are the area that people are looking at to film. And sometimes we get this grass is greener on the other side, but we're not realizing that they're coming to us right now. Yeah. So the industry's coming here.
And I'm hoping that they're hiring our local talent.
Yes, me too, me too. Please, please.
Yeah, like Beryl said, we have a lot of great things to give, a lot of great landscape. Our Oregon Mountains look beautiful during sunset. You know, we have a lot of great things to give out to the community. So I feel like, you know, like I said, there's so many stories to tell. There's so many beautiful views to see. So I don't see why not we couldn't, you know, just keep being here and keep the community growing.
So I hope you, whoever is like you are, to take spars around or directors around, that you show them some of the really fascinating parts of our southern New Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. One of the best things that we also have is that every night we have a filmmaker social.
Our
screening night, we have a filmmaker social at La Posta. We have one at Salute. We're going to show these filmmakers our community. They actually, when they come in, I take Michael Ruger straight to the Double Eagle. So we're trying to show him our community as much as we can. And we're going to make sure that they see Las Cruces while they're
here. And that
here.
We have really good food.
Yeah.
Well, and see
amazing
the culture
food and amazing views. What else could you possibly ask for?
Yeah.
So talk about what your lives are going to be like next week. From April 8th to the 12th, films start at 8 in the morning and they go all day long. And you got panel discussions and you've got everything, not only just at one place going on, at several places. It's got to be a crazy week for all of you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So I told my friends and I told my family, do not bother me from April 8th to 12th. I do not exist. Pretend like you don't know me. Do not call me. Do not text me. I am not going to answer. I am booked and busy. I am up and down, running, you know, all around town, going from theater to theater.
Yes.
So, you know. Very early days, very long nights, and I'm very excited. I don't know. Like I said, I really like this different side of film, which is something that I never really thought I could do. Because when you go into CMI, you just really think, oh yeah, the camera operating and you know the behind the scenes and all of this. But it's like this is a business side of the
That's
community.
That's true.
And I think it's a great opportunity, you know, for students to get exposed to it. So yeah, I'm just very excited to you know just be up there and being networking and then having some fun with my student fellows.
Yeah.
Excellent. And the other anything else that you would all any of you would like to add? We have a few more minutes.
There's any students in the community who are listening to this? Any middle school, high school film students?
Yeah.
And you guys want to volunteer? Let us know. There's still time to sign up. We're always looking for more volunteers.
And how would they do that? Did you give the website?
I believe on the website there's a volunteer form.
Yes.
It's pretty easy to navigate.
LasCrucesInternationalFilmFestival.com. Just go to the website, fill out our volunteer form. We'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to help you out. And also, I mean, this is the opportunity to get exposed into the industry. Kind of first step, remember, you will be, if you're a young person, you will be around filmmakers. You'll be around artists, people in your shoes, and they can help guide you and give you advice.
Yes.
And yeah.
And were you all volunteers last year and previous years? So you learn and move up the ranks a little bit as a volunteer? More and more responsibility?
So last year as well, I also did another news package on the film festival. So that was like my bit, I guess. So I was there whenever Helen Hunt was there. So I got to go to her Q&A, record that, and then I put together, if you want to watch it, I have it on News 22, part of NMSU. But I did that last year, and I had a lot of fun, honestly. it was kind of hard to navigate wanting to have fun and go to the film festival and watch the videos and also having to take the videos. So I kind of had to balance that. But I had a great time. Lost a lot of sleep, but I think it was worth it.
Well, that's why it's a benefit having young volunteers. Yes. You guys are terrific. Your energy is really infectious.
We're in our last minute. I want to ask you each, give us a sleeper film, something that nobody is paying much attention to that's going to be in the festival this year that you
could surprise people
that you want to highlight. Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
One of my friends, they had made this film. It's called The Quiet Man. That should be playing Friday, April 10th. So I heard a lot of good things about that one, and I want to see it too. I think that one would probably be the most underrated. It's a student-made film from here in Las Cruces, so I think that's another big thing too.
Excellent.
This is not just one film, but this is a series of films. If you are looking for something that really is a test of filmmakers, and I mentioned to Gia, kind of the closest thing film gets to a sport, go watch The 48 Hours. So this is a competition that we do every year for student filmmakers. Don't worry, it's going to happen next year if you missed it. Basically, we give the filmmakers a prompt and an object, and they have 48 hours to write, shoot, and edit a film and turn it in. And so we had students from across the community working 48 hours, putting in the hours to create a short film. And so if you want to see kids who are given a prompt, you're going to be given the prompt when you go in. This was what they were given, and they were given a genre. Here it is. When I did it, we had a cup, and our slogan was, Las Cruces is the real New Mexico.
Okay.
And that was it.
That was it.
And that was it. Good luck. And then the audience votes for the winner.
Okay.
So we will have we have two grand prizes. They're both $1,000. We have one for audience choice and then one for judges choice, like the panels pick over that. I believe it's a panel of CMI alums. There's some people that are in the film industry too, part of the panel. So some good people judging these films.
Oh, good.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in and joining us today, and remind folks from April 8th through the 12th. And what's the website where they can find more information about that?
Las Cruces International Film Festival.com.
Okay. There it is.